Today's shiur is up until now we've been discussing the issue related to avodas hakarka, the melachos that are involved, the four melachos as we know well by now, the mitzvah aseh of having the land rest, shvisas haaretz. We spoke about the women's obligation. So now we're going to move on to the peros of shvis. Now, any peros that grow during shvis, of course, were not worked. They weren't planted and they weren't plowed. Nothing like that was taking place, but the way these gardens and fields, of course, work, there will be fruit that grows anyways. So the question is, what is the status of any fruit that grows during Shemitah? Now, the answer is that it's open to everybody to take. It's called Hefker. It's Hefker for anybody who could come take it. And the question is, how exactly does the Hefker work? What's the nature of the Hefker? And there are a number of issues that are related to this question. So it really starts off from the Mabit. The Mabit was in the 16th century. He was first Rav of Tzfas, and he had a sefer called the Mabit Kiyas, a sefer written on the Rambam. Supposedly, he and the Beis Yosef were at competition to see who was going to be the big work of their time, and it was a race between the Mabit and the Beis Yosef, and it turns out the Beis Yosef won. He became the authoritative figure of that time, and from generations to come. So, what is Mabit write? The Mabit was raised the following question, Chelek Aleph Simon Yud Aleph. If you look inside the Marma Komos, it says, following question, Gidule Shnas HaShmita Bekarka Goy. Let's say a Goy owns some land, there's not Heter Mechir right now, but let's say a Goy owns the land in Eretz Yisrael. And of course, he works the land and the fruits grow. The question was, I'm just reading the bold for now, Im Chayovin B'Masros, are you chayav to take Meiser? So let's just take a step back, what's Meiser? So Meiser, whenever you have fruit, you have Midiraisa, according to many poskim, it only applies to Dagon, Tiroshcha, Vitzarcha. Dagon is the five grains, Tiroshcha is wine, and Tzarcha is referring to oil. Those are three things that you're chayiv to take Chum and Meiser on Midiraisa. Some Rishonim say even all fruit are chayiv in Chum and Meiser. What's Chum and Meiser? After you work the land, you bring the fruit inside, the grapes inside your house, you have to give 1/40th or 1/50th or 1/60th to the Kohen, that's Chumah. You give a tenth to Meiser to the Levi. So the halacha is that something that is hefker, that is ownerless, and if I pick up something from hefker, that is putter in meiser. So the question that was posed to the Mabit is fruit during the year of Shvis that is owned in the land of a Kohen, sorry, of a Goy rather, is that going to be chayv in meiser or not? Well, it depends if it's hefker. If it's owned by a Jew, so the property is all hefker, and if you go into a farmer, a Jewish farmer, his yard during Shemitah, you could eat the fruit and there's no need to take Meiser, it's Pater Meiser. But what about if it's owned by the Goy?
Why don't you have to take Meiser from Hefker fruit?
That's based on the Pasuk. That's, everyone agrees to that, that's not arguable. Hefker is Pater from Meiser. So what about a Goy who owns the land during Shemitah? So that's the question.
Kavan, who owns the land with us, we have the fruit, or we take the fruit?
The Goy owns the land, and let's say he sells it to you, or let's say he, you know, you steal one. I don't know. Assuming stealing is mutter, but it's not. So what's the halacha? Are you chayv and meiser or not? So he continues with the question and says, Kevan shehem einam mafkirin, sadduseim, since the goyim do not, they are not mafkir their land, so b'shnas ha-shemitah, and therefore maybe they should be chayv and meiser, it's not hefker, because they're not mafkir. Oh, Dilma, or perhaps one would say, Kevan shemitzah shvis chovas karka li Yisrael, be'eretz Yisrael, ein bachiv masos klau. Or perhaps you say, since Shvis, it comes on its own, Akash Baruch Hu says, this year Shemitah, I don't care who's living on the land, who thinks they own the land, I own the land, I'm saying land in Eretz Yisrael is Shemitah, and everything's Hefker, regardless of the owner, in which case, Peros of Shvis is Hefker and Pater for Meiser, even if owned by the Goy. So continues the Mabit, which reading the bold again, Ki ein shum chiyah b'Eretz Yisrael, masos b'shnas ha-shmita, afilu malakuach miyad goy hipaskins. There is no chiyah Meiser when you take fruit even from a goy. Why jump to lower down in the bold? Horachmana afkere la'ara. Lanim ulashirim. The Torah was mafkir the land to the poor, to the rich. Vilechach ein shumchi meiser kolshkein begoy. Hakarish Baruch Hu was mafkir. It's called afkos de malka. Hakarish Baruch Hu was mafkir the land. So where does this term come from, Afkas de Malka? So if you look at the Gemara Bava Metzia, we'll look at it inside, we'll see it inside, this way you can write it down. Look at the Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Kuvav, Amin Aleph, for the source of this term. Kuvav, Amin Aleph, this is three wide lines down. The Gemara is talking about if a person, during the times when Yovel was kept, everybody had their land that was given to them to own. And let's say I needed money, so I sold my property for some liquid cash, but I had money, I did some business deal, I made some more money, I wanted to buy it back, I want to redeem it. I'm only allowed to redeem it after 2 years have elapsed. Within 2 years, I cannot. Let's say one of those 2 years was Shemitah. So the person I sold to didn't get to work the land for that year. So does that guy get another year, 3 years, because 1 year is really ineffective? So the Gemara goes back and forth, and the Gemara says, the year of Shvis does not count as part of the two. The guy, in essence, gets 3 years because Shemitah doesn't count. Why not? Says the Gemara, three wide lines down, Amarle, Shvis, Afkaasa, Demalka. See that line? Three wide lines down. Afkaasa, Demalka. And this is also a term used two other places in Bava Metzia happens to be, earlier in Daf Lamates and later on in Daf Kuftes. Afkaasa, Demalka. So this seems to be a very good proof for the Mabit.
What does that mean, Afkaasa, Demalka?
The Malka, the Melech, is Afkaasa, is Oker, uproots the land as if nobody owns it. Now look at Rashi's interpretation of this concept of Afkaasa, Demalka. That Kadosh Baruch Hu made the land Hefker, against the will of the owner. You see Rashi, it's around halfway down in Rashi's. Oh, yeah, go for it.
You know, from planting.
Right. Who's the Melech? Yeah. Yes. Right, so it's Kimo She'eno. It's if it's a non-year. Below Kara Kasav Yisrael Shnas Tzvua. That's not called the year of Tzvua. So, makes a lot of sense. There's a very good support for the Mabit. Look closely at Rashi. Do you think this is really a good Raya for the Mabit? According to Rashi's interpretation, let me read this Rashi. HaMelech Bitlo Milizora Varehi Kimo She'eno. Is this really true, what the Mabit says? What does the Mabit say? Mabit says, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mafkir what? Entire Israel, and the Peros.
Yeah, the Peros.
Rashi makes no mention of the Peros. Does he?
No.
He talks about the Isser Malacha. Isser Malacha, Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's an Isser to do work, and there's a, therefore, you can't do work, it becomes a non-year for working the land. But is it? There's no mention that he's mafkir the fruits. So although you want to look to this Gemara as a support, Rashi doesn't seem to learn that way, so it doesn't serve as such a great support for the Mabit. Now, the Chazon Ish brought a number of other rayos for this concept of Afkaasa D'Malka. There's a Mishnah in Kilayim, Perek Zayin Mishnah Hei, that says the normal halacha is when someone plants Kilayim, it's the rayos of planting Kilayim. If he does, you cannot get Hana from any of the Kilayim, any of the crossbreeding that takes place. If you mix a grape and wheat, you mix that together and create whatever is generated from that hybrid, that's aser to get hana from. What's the halacha of somebody is zoreya kalayim during Shavuos? So you would think that should be aser. Who cares? So the Mishnah tells us that has zoreya kalayim b'Shavuos, the tevuah is not aser because of a concept known as ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo. I cannot aser something that is not mine. I'm going to go to your backyard and I'm going to take a grape tree, a grapevine, and a wheat, and start mixing them together. I'm going to ask for your property. I don't have the right to ask for your property. So, what's the Mishnah? What do you learn from the Mishnah? During this Mishnah, talking about going to my own backyard during Shavuos, I crossbreed them.
Right.
So, what do you learn from this Mishnah? Says the Chazon Ish.
The Mishnah says that you can go to your own backyard and do kalayim.
Not that you can, but if you do
it's
that,
fine.
It's not usher midin kalayim. What's produced is not considered Isser Kalayim.
It's Hefker.
Exactly.
This proves
that the fruit is Hefker.
So you don't own it.
I don't own it anymore. What do you mean? It's my backyard. What do you mean I don't own it? I worked really hard on these grapes and these wheats and the barley. I mixed them together. It's mine. No, it's not yours. The Torah says, Afkaasa D'Malka, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mafkir, your land and your fruit. You have no ownership anymore. And therefore, there's no Isser Kalayim that's Chal on this fruit. Great Raya, according to Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish brings another Raya from Yushalmi and Shvius, the fourth pair. The Gemara there has a discussion, at what point, when I have my own farm, and I want to pick up the fruit on my own property. At what point am I kona that fruit again for myself?
Is it on Shemitah year?
During Shemitah year, the Shemitah applies. I want some grapes. I want some wheat for myself, like anybody else. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? You put it in your little pail or your basket and you go home and you take it, like anybody else. There's another mandamah that says it doesn't work. Because you think you still own it. And that's a mistake. That's a kinyan betos. I'm not sure if the Gemara is trying to say you are only allowed to go to somebody else's yard, not to your own yard. I'm not sure if that's what the Gemara is trying to say. It seems that from this mandamah you cannot be kona in your own yard. Because you, by you going to your own yard, that's you trying to show that it's still yours. And that's not true. And therefore you're not kona, it's against your will. Because the Torah is mafkirt, it's not yours. And by you trying to go against it, the Torah does not allow you to be kona.
Maybe, but also if you're inviting other people into your yard, then you're also showing that it's not.
No, by you inviting people into your yard, that's open to the public already. It means you have exclusive invitations?
If you're already saying that's, they can't, it's not completely a raya because...
What's the raya anyways?
But you go...
The raya is that if I'm attempting to acquire my own fruit in my backyard, the Yushalmi says it doesn't work. Because I'm trying to show that it's really mine. But,
Tony,
yes.
If I'm sitting in front of you and I say I'm being masked for my pen.
Yeah.
And I pick it up. Did I reacquire my pen? Is that good? Can you?
Yes. You are, yeah. Now, there is a mandamer that says if I'm mafkir something and I reacquire it, I'm not really reacquiring it. I always owned it. Mafkir is only complete if somebody else actually takes it. It's a machlokas, how you understand the nature of hefker, whether it's a silik or whether it's a kinyan.
Right, but if the answer to that question is yes, in other words, it doesn't require a new ownership and then me to acquire it back, but just a break in my own ownership and then I'm taking it back, right, like the example of the pen, that you could say, the Zafkodim Alta, I'm walking around with this sign, the Borei Olam is masked, and then I can reclaim it, right?
That might be the case. It might be that this Mandamer in the Yushalmi thinks you can't do that. I'm not entirely sure. It might be that you have to go to your neighbor's yard, because any time you try to be kona your own property during Shvius is you trying to undermine the Hefker as opposed to reacquiring from Hefker. That might be the impression that's going on. So to be honest, I didn't see this Yushalmi inside, so I can't explain it that much, but this is what the Chazanish quotes. But I hear that how it's a difficult raya. I'm asking, it doesn't seem so clear as the previous one from the Mishnah Kalayim.
It seems that it's saying that it's not hefker. If you can't make a kinyan if you can't grab food from your own field, it seems like your field is not considered hefker.
Nope.
Meaning the hefker is not put on all of the land in Eretz Yisrael. Your own field is not even hefker.
No, it's hefker to everybody but me as the owner. Because the moment I try to take it, I'm trying to establish my ownership on it, which undermines the whole concept of hefker. So you're not allowed to express your ownership. So that's this mandamar. Now,
the
I understand. Yes, I agree. Okay, now let's move to another raya that the Chazanish brings, the Gemara Nedarim, Daf Membeis. The Mishnah of Membeis, and we'll go to the Gemara Membeis and Aleph. Nedarim, Daf Membeis, and Aleph. I think you brought Nedarim, right?
Yeah.
You guys there? The Mishnah Membeis Amud Aleph?
Yeah.
Top of the Gemara. Hamoder hana mechaveiro. Someone who says, I'm not going to get any hana from my friend. The Fnei Shvius. Before Shvius, nothing to do with Shvius, a regular year. Eino yored latoch sadeu. He cannot go to his friend's field because he's not allowed to get hana. Veino ocha mina notos. Nor can he eat any of the fruit that might be hanging outside over the fence. I mean, I'm able to get it standing outside the guy's field. There's some apples hanging over. Even those which are outside the field, I can't get hana because it's attached to the ground. But if, let's say, uvashvius, let's say you make the hana during shvius, eino yored l'toch sadeu, I cannot enter the guy's property, aval ochel hu min hanitios, I can eat the fruit that's hanging over, outside.
What's the shot to say you can't go to his property?
Ah, the Gemara asked that question. So look at Membeis and Membeis now. Short Gemara. all of the Adapim in Nedarim are pretty short. So the Gemara, right before the Mishnah, it is eight lines from the bottom. Ma'ishna de ochem nanotos de peri hefkera. What's the difference? The fruit, you're with us, Yitzchak Yarish? Yeah? The fruit is hefker, that's why you have to take the fruit. Aranami afkar, the land that Yehuda Ari just said is also hefker. So I should be allowed to walk into this guy's property and eat the fruit. So the Gemara gives two answers. We'll just read the first answer. He says, Amar Ula ba'om din ilanos al hagvulin. It's referring to a case where the fruit is hanging over. So I do not need to enter into the land. It's okay for me to stand outside and eat the fruit. But what do you mean? I thought during Shemitah, all the land is hefker, all the fruit is hefker. So look at the Rishonim. You see the Rashi. Rashi in the Dharma is not really Rashi, it's really Mefarish. It says Rashi in the top, but we refer to him as a Mefarish. We have that in a few Gemaras. I think we lost. Yeah. He'll call in if he needs.
Let's go. Isaac, your phone number.
Right here.
He's calling?
Yeah, I think. We got you there? Okay, I need the speaker. Speaker, here we go.
No, it's not touchscreen.
Oh, it's not touchscreen. How do I do this?
Oh my God, you're so fancy.
I didn't know they made non-touchscreens anymore.
Tati, you're back?
Yes,
there
I
am. Okay, I know how to do speaker. Yehuda Ari is very simple. He doesn't have a touchscreen phone. Okay. So again, the Gemara tells us that you're allowed to get the fruit that's hanging outside because the fruit is hefker, but you can't enter into the land. And we said, why not, though? Isn't the land hefker during Shavuos? So look at the Mefarish on the side when he quotes from Ba'omdim ilanos al ha'gvulin. You guys see that one?
Yes.
Ba'omdim ilanos ha'gvulin. Chutz l'chutz. The hanging outside. The fruit hanging over the fence. Shiyachalat losh min apirus mi b'chutz. You could pick the fruit off the tree from the outside. Mushim hachi eino yorid deha derachmana afkir la'ara gavi shvis l'tzarech achila. V'ach shalo haya nichnas l'tzarech achila. The only time that the land was mafkir, that the Torah, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, was mafkir land, was vis-a-vis eating purposes. So if there were no fruit hanging over, and the only way to access them is to go inside the field, I could open up the fence, the gate, go inside the guy's field, and take the fruit. So you see the key line here that Chazon Ish points to is afkirei, drachmana afkirei. That the Torah, the Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is mafkir the land. And you find the same language in the Ran, and the same language in the Tosos, and the same language in the Rush. All of you shown on the page here have the language Afka, the Rachmana. But it's not really talking about the Afkasa of the Peros, it's talking about being Mafkir, the land, vis-a-vis eating the fruit. So that usage, this term, is still not applying to the fruit directly, it's referring to the land. In all four places I just pointed to, the Rashi, the Mefarish, the Ran, the Tosos, the Rush, all are referring to the land. That the concept of Kasta Malka applies to the land. You can access the land to get to the fruit. But never do we find Kasta Malka applies to the actual fruit. So that being the case, we just proved that we disproved the theory that Kasta Malka does not necessarily apply to the fruit. It might, but we still don't have a clear raya. And the mission and climb seemed pretty clear. Other than that, the other one didn't seem so clear-cut. How else can you understand that Hefker takes place during Shavuos? How does Hefker take place on the fruit during the year of Shemitah?
In what way does it take place?
How does it work? What's the mechanism?
Why can't you say that because the pears are part of the land, and if the land is made Hefker, therefore the fruit of the male is also
Hefker?
Well, so first, Yitzchak Yar was suggesting that Hefker, we say Afkasa de Malka applies to the land, so maybe that's all going to apply to the fruit as well. Okay? So I hear that. That's a very good svara. You certainly can say that. That does make sense. Now, no one says that directly. You're making that jump. I don't think it's a crazy jump, but I think it does work. That would make sense. Now, Rashi clearly doesn't say that in Bamitzia. Rashi says only in regards to the Zeria, the planting. He doesn't mention it to the fruit. The Mefarshim Nadar might indicate the land is hefker in regards to eating. So there's room to say that with here. Now, what Jimmy suggested, maybe a hefker based in hefker. That based in is basically listening to the Torah. The Torah tells us that all the fruit is open for everyone to eat. So based in following the authority of the Torah, they're being mafka everybody's land. that there's a concept called Hefker based in Hefker, where Basin has the rights to just, Gemara Ksubas, has the right to be mafkir anybody's property. When it comes to the Dina Mamros, they can be mafkir anybody's property. So the suggestion is that maybe that's how it's working. Interesting approach. I didn't see that. Did you see it anywhere, Shimmy?
I saw that in the Shimmy Nup.
I've heard about that safer. I'm waiting for the publication of it.
I'm waiting for you to hire me to finish the Tascoma.
Okay.
but I was thinking, like you're saying, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave over to the Chacham, the Beis Din, the ability to decide the wrongs, what, and Beis Din Shemitah, like by Shemitah, so often could say by the Paris, it's really just one more possession, that we, the Beis Din, are master of all the Paris during Shemitah.
Right. That's a very, very good approach. I like that. Again, I didn't see the Rishonim. Maybe in the sugya of Heter Mechira comes up there. Is that possible?
Oh, I think Heter Mechira might come up more in Ulster Basin.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Will you give the land over to the Basin.
Right, so that's not working through this mechanism of Hefker, Basin, Hefker. But Basin's involvement is there.
That would be more like Meister Strasse of the Basin in principle, where...
Right. Circumventing the issue. To circumvent the Shemitah.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, so interesting approach. I didn't see it. We'll look out for it if we come across that. But the...
Yeah, is not in the H-based virus yet. I have to talk to Rav Weinberger.
Do you have his number?
Rav Weinberger?
Yeah.
One of them.
Okay. So if not Afkasa the Malka, and if not Hefker based in Hefker, then what other approach is there to make something Hefker? So... Any suggestions?
No.
It's a very simple one. No fancy lumbus.
Mafkir,
yeah. I mafkir my fruit. So look at the Sefer Chinuch. We have this in our handouts. Number 2. Says the Sefer Chinuch.
We can choose not to be mafkir fruit, though.
Ah, so we have to get it. What happens if we choose not to? We'll get to that. But first, how should it be done? Says the Sefer Chinuch. Yitzhak Yar, you want to take this one?
From Mafkir?
Yeah. So what can we glean from the language of the Sefer HaChinuch? Yeah. Lahafkir. The mitzvah is...
For you to be mafkir.
That is a maisa hefker.
Comes from your field. And
exactly. The farmer has to mafkir his fruit. That's how it works.
What is this? A tenai in, like, right before, like in the beginning of Shemitah, that anything that grows in my field, I'm being mafkir this year.
Great question. I'm not sure, like, what the exact nusach would be, but something along the lines, I'm being mafkir my fruit. You probably do this Erev Rosh Hashanah would be my guess. Never looked in how exactly it's played out, but that would be my guess. So, but it's clear from the Sefer Chinuch that there's a Maisa Hefker, that each individual has to be Mafkir. Now, Yehuda Ari asks, what if the guy isn't? What if the guy is not Mafkir? It's a Pashtus, if he's not Mafkir, the fruit are not Hefker. He violates his Mevat of the Aseh here, of not being Mafkir, but it doesn't work. As opposed to the other approach, that's Afkasa de Malka, then Akash Baruch Hu, against your will, is being mafkir the land, and it's going to be hefker regardless. Now what happens, we discussed before the Mabit about a goy owning a land. So the truth is, there's a Beis Yosef, this Minchas Chinuch on the side of the Chinuch, has a whole long discussion here.
Can this guy who's doing Havkar only be mafkir the land and not the fruit?
If he's not mafkir the fruit, then it won't work. Hefker doesn't take place. So, the Minchas Chinuch here, I meant to copy the actual Tzur Sadaf. It's much easier to read when it's in a column. It seems very overwhelming this way. So I'll just say, it's very kedai to go through. But I'll just tell you outside what the Minchas Chinuch writes. Minchas Chinuch quotes the Beis Yosef, who argues in the Mabit and says that if you have fruit from a goy's land, you are not chayv in taking, it's like you are chayv in taking meiser. The Mabit said, you're putter in meiser for goyon's land, because afkasa de malka, says the Mabit. Beis Yosef, who I told you lived at the same time as them a bit, they're contemporaries, competing almost. The Beis Yosef argues and says that no, you're chayiv, because Beis Yosef understood how does it work during Shemitah? You have to mafker. Since the goy was not mafker the land, the payers are not hefker, and if you acquire these, it's chayiv and meiser. And he goes on to a whole long discussion. It's kedai to go through. Another nafkamina we have is, let's say, the sada is owned by a chayir shot of a katan. And the halacha is that a chayir shot of a katan don't have das, they do not have the ability to be mafkir land. They could acquire land if it was, let's say, given to them as a yerusha, or someone gave it to them as a gift. They could own it, they could be kona things. But they can't be mafkir things. So if you understand, like the Sefer Chinuch, that you require a maisa hefker, so then chayir shot of a katan's fruit wouldn't be hefker. But if it's afkasa de malka, then it works against the will, exactly. Rav Moshe has a language also. If you look at Rav Moshe, the last marmakum on the page, it's not the end of the shir though. Rav Moshe writes, interesting discussion here, but just that one bold line, he says, he quotes from a Rambam and he learns that's mashma d'tzarech l'hafkir b'piv. Like the chinuch, you have to articulate that you're being mafkir. It's interesting, the Chazon Ish learns the opposite from the Rambam. He thinks the Rambam thinks it's afkos at the malka. So not 100% clear how to read the Rambam, but we see it's a big machlokas, achronim, how to understand the mechanism of hefker. We have three shitas. We have afkasa de malka, we have hefker based in hefker from the shimuna, and then we have shimina, and then we have the maisa hefker from the baal. Now, what's the halacha? If a person was not mafker, it's called meshumer. Let's look at the Gemara in Sukkah. You guys might remember this from 11th grade. No? I shouldn't hold you responsible. You learned a lot during 11th grade. More than 12th grade, I think.
Yeah.
One big blur. By the way, I just got a text from Burry. We should invite him in the phone call here.
Is he sad?
No, he doesn't know. I don't think he even is aware. Okay. Daf Lamed Tes and Sukkah. The Mishnah, Lamed Tes Amud Aleph. Okay, the Mishnah says, it's very nogeya, not for this year, but for next year. Halokeach lulav mechaveru b'shvius. You're buying a lulav during Shvius. Now, this might be relevant in Eretz Yisrael, whether... What? So I'm not sure how it works, whether when you buy the lulavim, if they're grown during Shvius. I don't think they're grown in Shvius. From Tishrei to Sukkot, it's only 2 weeks. Probably gotten from before Shvius. So usually the 8th year, where it's more nogeya, buying dal minim the year after Shemitah, you're not allowed to do any purchasing and merchandise with anything grown during Shvius. So the Mishnah says, Alokeach lulav bechaveiro b'shvius. I buy lulav from someone during Shvius. No sin lo esog b'matana. So the lulav actually is not subject to Shvius. The Gemara talks about it, it's eitzim ba'alma, but an esog, which is a fruit, is subject to the esog of Shvius. You cannot do business with peros Shvius. So you should say, I'm paying $100 for the lulav, and please give me the esog for free. Lefish ein rashai lelokho b'shvius. You're not allowed to buy something during Shvius. Buy fruit. Says the Gemara, lo rach li tein lo b'matana. Let's say the guy says, I'm not giving you for free. What, are you kidding me? This is my business. Take it, okay? So the Gemara does not like that approach. The Gemara thinks Gneva is a problem. So Mao, what are you supposed to do? Oh, Gzela. Mao. Amar Ravuna mavliele demei esok belulav. Say, I'm buying a package, dal mim together. So normally an esok could cost $100, let's say. A nice esok could cost $120. So you say, I'm going to buy the whole package and the lulav costs, what, $20? I'm buying all four together for $180, let's say. Don't specify you're paying $120 for the esog, just the whole package. In your mind, you're being mavaliya, the esog within there. You're really paying $180 for the lulav, the hadasim, and the aravos, and he happens to give along with you through havlah. You're swallowing it in there. He allows you to have the esog.
Question for you, sorry.
Yeah.
If it's vias, why can't the guy just say, I'm being mafia this esog, and if you want it, then take the esog, pay for the lulav, and take the esog.
Why doesn't he sell her?
Yeah.
So we'll see. The guy, he doesn't know the halachas. Oh, okay. It's a guy who works oftentimes. The farmers were Am HaAretz. He just didn't know. So the Gemara says, V'leis of Le'behedya. What do you mean? Why not just give it to him? Hand it. Why? It's your question. Why is Am HaAretz? Why does the farmer have to sell it to you? Why not just give you the esrog? Because the fish ain't mosin to make peros shvish la'am HaAretz. You're not allowed to give the money of Shvi'is during Shemitah year. So what happens is, if I buy Shvi'is fruit, I'm buying the Esrog, I pay money, the $100 for the Esrog, that $100 now is called Dmei Shvi'is. He has to use that money for Shvi'is purpose, which means he has to eat it or use it for some type of Mutter Hana during the Shemitah year. He cannot save it and do business with it. He has to eat it during the Shemitah year. Now, if I give the money to this Am Haaretz, he's not going to know what to do with the money. So the Gemara says further, I'm trying just like a little bit of a out of the way, but the Tanya, the Gemara says, Ain Mosin Demei Peros Shvi'is L'Am Haaretz. You're not allowed to give money of Shvi'is to Am Haaretz. Yosem Mi Muslim Shlosh Sudos. Not more than 3 meals worth. Let's say $10 per meal. You're allowed to give him $30 at a time because you know he's going to use it up in a day. But more than $30, he's going to save, put in the savings, and not use it properly during Shvi'is year. Vim Masar, if you give him more than that, Yomer Hare Maus Halalu, you Muchalon Al Peros Shi'esh L'Besoch Beisel. If you happen to give him $40, let's say, say the extra $10 is going to be mechalel on the money that or fruit that I have in my home, and that will be noeg the shvi'is. The halacha is, if I give him, let's say, $40, which is in excess to the 3 meals, I'm not allowed to do that. So I could make this chilul, this pidyon. I could say the $40 of shvi'is I'm giving to him, which is more than I'm supposed to, I'm being mechalel, that kedusha. It's going to be chal on some fruit that I have in my home. This way I'll treat the Kedusha Shvi'is properly and he'll have just chulin in his hand and do whatever he wants with it. That's what you're supposed to do. Now, all this is only true. Ubav, turn the page now, Amud Beis. Ubav ochlan b'Kedusha Shvi'is. And I'll eat the fruit at my home b'Kedusha Shvi'is. Now, this is an important line now. B'med v'memurim, when is this all true that you're allowed to buy the esrog from the Am Haaretz for 3 meals worth and no more? B'lokeach mina mufkar. When you buy from a guy who you know keeps his land hefker, aval bilokeach mina meshumar, if he's buying from a guy who keeps his property closed off during Shvi'is, guarded, he's not mafker, afilu b'chachatzi iser, aser, even a small amount to give him a tiny bit of money is aser. Why is it aser? He protected his field, he did the wrong thing, and if you buy from him, you're not allowed to. It's aser to buy, it's aser to give him any money. Why is it aser to give him any money?
From the fruits
on Shvi'is. Is it Lefe'iver? Lefe'iver. So that could be part. Rashi says...
Like Messiah, maybe not. Maybe not Lefe'iver, or maybe closer to Messiah.
So let's look at the Lashon of Rashi. So Rashi says, not quite Lefe'iver, but similar to, he says, Shesod, this is Dibra Maschil, Aval, Bilokeach, Mina Meshumar. Explains Rashi, Shesod de Zu, this field, Hayisa Mishumeris Begeder, who was closed off in the fence, Upesach No, the gate was locked, Zen Nechshar Linin Sheinu Mafkir Lanyim. This person is Chobre Choshe, this person, for not keeping halacha, Dechziv Achlu Avyone Amcha, you're supposed to give it to the poor. V'harama Hishimokhan Al Yad Al Yad, and he's tricking you.
So the money that you're going to give him, he's going to use for the wrong
thing. Exactly, you can't trust him. Not that it's listening to Eber, but you just can't trust him. It's more than that. There's a chashad here. So, Mikar Din, you're really allowed to buy the fruit. You're allowed to eat the fruit. You're allowed to buy the esrog. But there's a chashad here, he's going to misuse the money, therefore Rashi explains you're not allowed to do any business with him. Tosfos, however, takes a different perspective. You guys ready for Tosfos? Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos quotes Rashi, he asks a question about chashad, we're not concerned with this chashad, he brings a proof. Go down around 10 lines in Tosos, the top Tosos, Dibra Maschil Babet Dvar Mamurim. Shapir Shir B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, you see that one? No, actually, no, you're right. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, you're right. Yitzchak Gar, should we wait for you?
No.
We'll wait a few moments, I'll let you finish writing. I don't want to rush you.
Where is it? Which
Tosos? Babet Dvar Mamurim?
Yeah.
Can I take a pause?
I'm here.
Okay. You see, around 15 lines down in Tosos, Omer Rabbeinu Tam?
Last one of the line is Omer.
And the first one of the line is Rabbeinu Tam? Reish Tef?
Yeah.
The Peros Minam Meshumar, Asurin, Kididarshinim Bataras Kohanim, that's the Medrash on Vayikra, Ves Invade Nizirach, the Pasuk says, you guys should know that quite well now, Lo Sivsor, the Drasha is Minam Mufkar Ataboter, you could be Boter, you could collect fruit from Hefker, Vi'i Ataboter Minam Meshumar, but you cannot collect it if it's protected, The nezircha mashma, what's the lashon nezircha? Nezer mehen bnei adam. Nazir, cut off yourself from them. A person violated the iser of hefker, and he was mashamir his fruit. There's an iser to eat the fruit. Quite different than Rashi. Rashi says fundamentally,
it's fine.
Fruit's okay. It's just there's a chashad here. Rabbeinu Tam says fundamentally, there's an iser here. Deraisa, there's an iser.
Don't even deal with the guy.
Don't even deal with the guy. So what's pshat here? How does this connect to what we've been discussing up until now?
With regards to Afkar D'Malka versus being mocked with your own fruit.
Right.
How does this fit in?
How does this fit in? The iser that's chal on Meshumar.
Maybe Rashi is saying Afkar D'Malka.
Beautiful.
Because he's saying that you can still eat the fruits, but because of the fact that his own world, he's being with Shomer because he doesn't know the halacha so much, and he's going to ruin the
beautiful
month. But Toitzvah says, don't even touch this guy because he himself wasn't mafkir the fruit, which he had to do.
Since he wasn't mafkir, it still remains usher.
Right, it's usher.
Beautiful. I feel like I'm going back to 11th grade. I kid you not. Amazing.
Who was that?
I think he goes by Yehuda Arya these days. Kol Yehuda. Beautiful. So you hear that again, just to repeat. That Rashi thinks it's afkos of the Malka. So really, be'etzim, the fruit's mutter, because it's hefker, regardless of whether the Baal's mafkir or not. Even though he's meshamer, the property, the fruit is still going to be hefker, as decreed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So why is it usher? It's also because there's a kenasi, almost, if you will. There's an isser, there's a concern that the Am Haaretz is going to misuse the Dimei Shvi'is. Rabbeinu Tam found the pasuk, a drasha, brought down Toskanim, that says the real iser on the fruit. If you're mishamir, by definition, you're not being mafkir. So it remains usr. Now, it's a little bit more different than that, because according to what we're saying, if you're not mafkir, it's usr because of gzela, I still own it. This is saying there's an added iser on top of the gzela, there's actually an iser shvis that's chal on this fruit. Okay. Now, understanding the nature of this iser becomes very important because there's another machlokus, Ravid and the Balamor in the back of the Gemara and Sukkah here. Machlokus, whether or not, what's the halacha if I have my farm and I have my non-Jewish worker guard it? I'm not doing the guarding. I'm staying back. I'm taking off for the year. I'm learning for the year. But I'll have my non-Jewish workers, they'll stand there with guns, make sure no one goes into my property. What would you think then? So the Ravid thinks it's still mutter the fruit, that's not considered meshumar. And the Baal Mor thinks it's usher, that is considered meshumar.
Sorry.
There's a machlokas, what happens if I don't, as a Jewish owner, I'm not the one who's protecting it, but I hire my goyim to watch over the land to make sure nobody takes my fruit. So if that's the case, the Ravid thinks there's no isser meshumar in this case. It's mutter the fruit. Even though it's protected, it's still mutter. And the Baal Mor thinks otherwise, no, it's going to be usher midin meshumar. So what's that machlokas? That should connect also to what
same
we're saying.
Thing, yeah.
Same thing. According to the Ravid, because it's, everything's hefker. So of course it's going to be mutter. And there's no chashad here because I wasn't the one doing it.
Right.
So there's no kenas or chashad, however you want to say it. But the Baal Mor thinks, no, if you're not mafker it, by you sending up your agents of goyim to watch over it, it by definition is not a hefker and it becomes owned by you and therefore usher midin shvius. Okay. Now there is one more issue. I forgot to bring it in. The Tosa Menachos discusses an issue of there used to be shomer svichim during shvius. They would shomer fruit. They'd watch over the fruit to make sure no animals get it because they needed some of the growth, some of the grains for karbanos. And Tosa asks, but if you're mishamert, isn't that usser to eat? And you're not allowed to use something usser for karbanos.
If a person came, then they would be able to take the fruit. But it's not like it's still hefker. It's not. You don't want the animals to eat it.
Right. So some say, oh, it's not really mishamer from people. It's mishamer from animals. That's not really considered mishumer.
Right.
Others say a different lamdas that the iser that's chal or mishumer is not a chalos. It's not machalos asuros. It's just a kanas iser. It's iser deraisa, but it's more external to the actual fruit. It's not like bas b'chalav. It's not like eating treif. There's just an added iser on top of it, but it doesn't become machalos asuros. Only machalos asuros are usher to be brought as a carbon. Something that has an external iser attached to it, like mishumar, is not bechlal the iser. Okay. Ad kan divrei halacha. Up until now, we've been discussing all about shvis, not working the land, you know, letting the land rest. This is malacha. Spoke about being mafkir, the fruit, mafkir the land, tosefes shvis. So the very first Mishnah in shvis, Yitzchak Yair told us about this day one, that there's an iser tosefes shvis already from Atzeres, right beginning from Shavuos time. Even though Midiraisa, it starts Aleph Tishrei. And then some say Aleph Elul based on Tosefes Shabbos, Halach Mushmi Sinai, or Rabbi Kiyah, because of Tosefes Shabbos, because of Chavar Shvi Katsir. The Chum felt the need to extend the Isser Tosefes Shvius all the way up until Atzeres, until Shavuos. Now, we also remember from the Gemara Moed Katan that Rabbi Gamliel in the base Dino was Mevatil the Tosefes Shabbos. Bizman Azeh, the Raman Paskins, there's no longer Tosefes Shvius. Aleph Tishrei is day one of Shvius. No concept of earlier Shvius. So Yishalmi asks right in the beginning of Shvius, so why not just erase it from the Mishnah? You open up Mishnah. You see Shvius, you learn the first Mishnah, you say, oh, Shvius starts now on Shavuos. Shavuos is over, Atzeres is over, let's get ready for Shvius, also to do any plowing. But if you learn a little bit more, you learn the Gemara, it's actually not true anymore. So why not just delete it, erase it from Mishnah, and life will be so much easier, there'll be no confusion. Yishalmi asks this question. Yishalmi says, wait a second. Remember that story about Meha Mabul? Remember that Mabul story and the story about the Miluim, the 7 days of preparing the Mishkan? Well, why didn't you erase that from the Torah? Because that has no Shaychus to us anymore. It happened, it was, and who cares about it? So just like in the Torah, we don't erase the story of the Mabul, we don't erase the story of the Miluim, so too we don't erase whatever was listed in the Mishnah. Very, very strange Yushalmi. It seems, I think, that Yushalmi says we don't erase it because there's a reason we don't erase it. The Torah has no extra words in it. There's a lesson to be learned from the Mabul, whatever that lesson is. And there's a lesson to be learned from the Miluim, whatever the lesson is. Perhaps Miluim is about Hachana, and the Mabul is about what could happen to Karsh Baruch Hu when you do the wrong thing. Whatever the lessons are. The question, what's the lesson of the Mishnah? The Mishnah also left it there for a lesson. So the question becomes, why was that first Mishnah presented? The very first Mishnah is Tosefes Shvius, that Shvius starts on Shavuos. Ma'i and Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. That's basically the question. Why does Shemitah start by Shavuos? This is the famous Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Bahar. Bahar is, as you know now, that's where the main psukim about Shavuos are. Rashi asks, Ma inin Shemitah Eitz Har Sinai. What's the connection between the two? So I photocopied for you an amazing Zohar. I think so. You still there? Maybe not. Maybe your phone died? Who? Not sure what happened.
No.
So Zohar says, read inside, you want the first few words? Hashter Rebbe Eimelecha Razachada. Okay, have we got you there? Sorry. Mistake. Says the Zohar, Hashter Rebbe Eimelecha Razachada, I want to share with you a very important secret. Tachazei b'chol Shemitah u'Shemitah, come and see what happens every single Shemitah here. Keruza Nafik, there's a hachraza, an announcement that comes out. The Matik Medvashis is referring to from Gan Eden. There's a certain hachraza that comes out. Iskanishi Guvrin V'Noshin, gather together all the men and women, V'chol Inun B'nei Hamnusa, all those, the believers, V'slika, and let's go up. Go up to the base Medrash Shel Mala. Kedin Kula Mispashin Dechurin, men, V'Noshin, women, V'salkin, we all go up. V'chol Inun Yenuki Michal of all those, the infants, all in the Go Misifta, to go up to the base in Shel Mala. Dirakia V'chad V'chedva, skip the parentheses, high up there, and there's a tremendous amount of simcha that takes place. V'iluyo de lahon v'samin chadal achad, and there is going to be this tremendous amount of simcha. V'ahud nar, there's going to be a young boy, de mafschin, opens his mouth up. De mari b'yode, kam v'amrlun, kam milin chadasin. He's going to say some chidushim. V'asikin, in old words. V'kul achama chedva, v'les chad v'kahi chad v'chedva. There's going to be the simcha that you can't even imagine. The Basak, Kul, and the Gol comment goes on to explain the tremendous amount of light that goes on. This is what happens every single Shemitah year. Zohar on last week's Parsha. Very strange Zohar. That's what happens during Shemitah. We all go to Shemayim and learn the base Medrash, Shel Mala. I don't remember this one. Into the proper Avoda. We have to understand the connection between Shavis and Shavus. Ma'in and Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai. So you guys probably know well also now that the primary way to be Kona Torah is through Anivus. Humility. Har Sinai, of course, was a small mountain. Moshe Rabbeinu was Ish Anav Me'od Mikol Adam, the greatest Anav to live. The Gemara in Erevin tells us, why are we passing like Beis Hillel over Beis Shammai? Because Beis Hillel, when they presented a debate, they always presented the opinion of Beis Shammai first, and then their own. They had the utmost Anivus you could possibly imagine. And for that reason, they were Zocha to be Paskin-like. The Chaban talks in great length of David Melch, who was born and died in Shavuos. The name David, Dalad, Vav, Dalad. Dalad represents Malchus. Vav is Shefa. The Shefa enters the Dalad, creates the letter He. But that creates Dalad, Vav, He, Dava. That's Lashon Tuma. If you get to your head, become a Baal Gaiva from the Shefa that you receive, that's Dava. But David was Dalad, Vav, Dalad. Even after receiving the Shefa, being Malchus, being Makabal, the Shefa, he still remained the Dalad at the end. Dal, Lashon Dalas, poor, humble. So in order, the prerequisite for being Makabel, being Kona Torah, is Anivus. We also know, when it comes to Shavuos, every single year, this was an exception, but almost every other year, Parsha Bamidbar is read right before Shavuos. Parsha Bamidbar is there, and then we read, then we have Shavuos. We know the Torah is given in the Midbar. What's the connection of Torah to Midbar? It's obvious. Chaban explains this also, it's about Anivus. The Midbar, nothing's there, it's simple. That's in essence what Shavuos is. Shavuos is being mafkir the land, being mafkir the fruit, not doing any work, leaving it grow on its own, not tending to the garden, it does whatever it does, it becomes a midbar. There's no real estate owners, there's no lords and peasants, there's no masters and slaves. We're all the same, we're all equal. The rich and the poor, there's no distinction anymore. Basically, we're turning Shavuos into Shavuos. That's what we're doing. We're taking the year, the seventh year of Shemitah, we're making it into Midbar, and we Olal Rakia, we're going up to Shemaim, as the Zohar says, what Moshe Rabbeinu did, he was a single person who did this during Shavuos, we as a tzibur are doing this during all of Shavuos, going based in, or the base Medrash Shalmal to learn, to be Makabal the Torah. So it's beautiful now, the Sfas Emes writes, he's talking about, Kimo Kein B'Shnas HaShemitah, what happens during Shemitah, Hu Mamish Lechtech Achrei Beretz Lo Zeruah. Mamash, what he says, Shemitah is us following the Kodesh Baruch Hu, just like in the Midbar. We did whatever he did, Be'eretz lo zrua, place that doesn't get planted, which is the Midbar. V'yimisgal em ha'aris kabal satorah, he revealed to us, kabal satorah, kimo shekasev v'osei dvaro, v'azel l'shma b'kol dvaro, v'osei divro Shemitah. L'shma b'kol dvaro, hu yachol yucha, yovel shofar tshua. U'v'emes, perish osei dvaro, hu shein lehem avoda, acheres rakzu, the only avoda we have is learning Torah. Kimalach she'ein bo rak shdichusa. The malach has one assignment to learn Torah. That's what happens during Shemitah. Uvishnas haShemitah hayu oskin rak b'Torah Hashem. That's our only avoda during Shemitah. There's no more working the land. It becomes a full year of Kabbalah Satorah. So lemaisa, it becomes very hard for us. Either you're working or you're going to school or you're learning. So for us who don't have farms to work, there's no change in our life. So for the farmer, he has to sit back and do nothing, and he has to spend the time learning for the year. But if you're working or going to school, there's no obligation to stop doing that. And there's no concept, there's a concept of sabbatical, but that's not something you could really do. And the question is, how does one really internalize the year of Shemitah if you're not really experiencing Shemitah, you're not really going through the work or the not work of the land? So I guess the only suggestion is to somehow internalize this and whether it be a few moments a day, to do a little bit less work than we'd have to do, and set aside a special extra 10 minutes or 50 minutes dedicated to the Torah of Shemitah, whatever that might be the best way to start off, at least dedicating the year for Shemitah, a year of learning. So for us, we're now learning this inyan, already from Shavuos, we're already betoras the year of Shavuos, of Shvius, of Shavuos, the same thing. Yes, lemaisa, we don't keep Shvius until Tishrei, But really, the Maisa, we do keep it. Because the Mishnah was placed there for a reason. It wasn't deleted from the Mishnah. It was meant to teach us the lesson. The very first Mishnah Shvius. It starts from Shavuos. So writing that Tekufa. So as we enter into Shabbos, we hope that we make Shabbos into Shavuos, into Shvius, bring everything together, and you guys should continue to grow and grow in, until we bring the real Shvius to the Deraisa along with the Yovel.
Oh, man.